This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air, focusing on what's going on with the publishers of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It seems this is summer vacation week for the folks at Talkers. Michael Harrison is off. And Kevin Casey, who is his assistant or vice chairman or I don't know, whatever his title is, I get it differently all the time. Anyway, those guys are not around this week. So we have brought into the fold the fabulous, what is this like? Sounds like the fabulous ladies of GLOW. You know, the glorious, what do they call them? The glorious ladies of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Here they are, the glorious ladies of talk radio. Victoria Jones is with the DC Radio Company, chief Washington analyst for them. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is normally our legal authority, but he's got a really well-rounded sense of what's going on in the world, so we'll ask him for his thoughts on some of these things. I'm going to go through the stories in the official way that Michael Harrison does at the beginning of each of these programs. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in sports talk radio and Major League Baseball and the NFL training camps opening up. Lots of conversation there. The Tribune Sinclair television and radio deal, which fell apart mostly because of the ineptness of the Federal Communications Commission. There's a whole lot of blog there. Man, oof. At number 8, that situation in New Mexico where the child abuse was rampant in that compound of what we were discussing it earlier. We decided, I think Victoria, the two Victorias and I were talking about whether this behavior is insanity. I think that both of you think it is not. Do I have that correctly?
I think we agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, the California wildfires and their causes, what it's doing to the state of California, it's really wreaking, and there's nothing you can really do about it, frankly. It's whether you realize it or not, if you're not a resident of California, maybe not right on top of it, you see the pictures and it doesn't register. I will tell you, it is a very serious situation. Number 6, Alex Jones and his BS. Number 5, that's probably not what Michael Harrison would say if he were here, but I'm taking political license. Representative Chris Collins being indicted for insider trading. That's an interesting sort of wrinkle. We might talk about that for a moment or two. The trade wars with China and Russia at number 4. Number 3, the special elections, various state primaries this past week. The number 2 item is the Paul Manafort trial, and the Russia-Trump investigation is number 1. Victoria Jones, you want to spend a moment talking about the Paul Manafort trial as the Washington Observer there, D.C. radio company. What do you make of the coverage, first of all, of the event and what it really means? Is there any significance to it at all?
Well, yeah, there's certainly significance to it, if we start with that, because it's a significant financial fraud trial of an influential and formerly powerful lobbyist for a number of foreign strongmen, if you like, of fairly dubious strongmen. That's Paul Manafort, and the major witness for the prosecution, Deputy Rick Gates, has already pleaded guilty in the Trump investigation to lying to investigators and various naughty things. So he's been on the stand this week, and that's been very interesting. Another interesting piece of this, which is sort of separate from the actual trial, is that the judge, who is got a sense of humor and is quite lively, Judge T.S. Ellis III, has banned electronic devices from the courtroom, including for reporters. So they're having to take notes, manual notes, and then they have to rush and use payphones to call in their stories. And there have been some quite funny stories about how they're having to relearn how to use payphones. Also, what they're finding is, and there's even been some reporting on this, that they're finding that they are present during the trial. They're not on their phones, they're not on their computers, their tablets, they're not getting an influx of social media on Twitter and other things about other stories, and that they are concentrating on what's going on in the trial in a single-minded way, in a way that they really haven't done on anything else, and that there is this single-minded focus on listening to everything that's happening. And for many, many people, many reporters, this hasn't happened to them for some time. And for some of the younger ones, it's never happened to them. I think that's very interesting.
It
yeah.
is, yeah.
go ahead, Victoria, your thought, Victoria Keelan.
Well,
Take the next page.
What do you mean, take the next page?
Well, what Victoria is saying here, under the circumstances, I think it just these people in there. What this does for me, all right, I'll give you a sort of an insight in thinking about the vagaries of lobbying, and what it the corrupt nature of politics at the core is really what this is about. This guy has peddled influence, made millions of dollars. Who does he know? Who does he get to? How do these people render their services? What do they pay off the congressmen? Do they or the bureaucrats they're trying to influence? How does all this work? The money that passes hands, that changes hands here, is astronomical. I think the average person has no idea how much dough we're talking about here. Victoria, you know,
well,
you've been on the scene in Washington. Go ahead,
we have an idea now with the Manafort stuff. Didn't he have a $36,000 blazer? I mean, we know how much money.
Only $15,000.
Oh, only
$15,000.
Okay.
Made from an ostrich.
How do you get
the stuff that,
huh?
Yeah.
I had $100 blazer.
The stuff that's come up with the designer clothing and all the stuff that he, yeah, there was something else that he had from some designer that I didn't even know was still alive that he spent an exorbitant amount of money on. But that's, but that speaks to what you were saying, Doug, how much money is exchanging hands in these types of deals. And that's where it all gets spent, apparently.
Yeah, on stuff like that. It's outrageous. And they're like real-life vampires, these people. They are just sucking off the blood or the livelihood or whatever people. And how do they get this money in the first place? Where do these companies come up with this kind of dough to pay him or the countries that he's lobbying for? I mean, think about the, it's really kind of, it's crazy stuff. All right, 15 past the hour. We're joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, though, may I suggest to you, if you didn't rest well last night, that you listen carefully to me for the next 60 seconds or so, as I'm going to pass along to you opportunity. Not, well, actually, plural. Opportunities for you to make sure that you're going to get the best rest possible. MyPillow, which is a company headquartered in Minnesota, a fellow named Mike Lindell, who's an engineer, invented MyPillow because he didn't like any of the pillows he could buy at when you go to Macy's or Bed Breakfast and Beyond. What is it? Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed, yeah, I wish I had breakfast there.
There are a lot of candy that they sell there. Anyway, when you go in those places, yes, son, you know, you take your life in your hands in a sense. You buy the stuff and you take it home and you don't like it, tough. You're not going to bring it back. If you don't like the pillows that you get from MyPillow, you can send them back 60 days, try it, you don't like it, get your money back. Same thing for the sheets they sell, the mattresses they sell, everything they sell is a guarantee. And plus the fact, when you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com to buy some of this stuff, you get 50% off. For example, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. You heard it, 50% off. And use that same formula with all the other things. Again, the best sheets, the best prices. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get a better night's rest with all this fabulous stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at TopLoss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, 19 past the hour, now we have a menagerie here. This ought to be interesting. See, that's what Harrison gets when he disappears for a week. He doesn't know where he's going to come back to. The Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who all of us have long been associated with Talkers Magazine in one way or another, except for Victoria and now, I mean, Victoria Keelan. See what you've missed, Victoria, by not being...
I know.
Ah, my heavens, all these people.
Quite a club.
Yes, it is quite a club. All right. I wanted to spend a little bit of time, and I don't know if this is enough time, the Ohio elections, because Steve is our legal beagle. What sort of what impact when they have these special elections and then recounts? Because there are at least two of these, the Kansas election and the Ohio election, that are very close. We're talking about like 100 votes. And so what can you, if one side says I want to recount, the other side says no, is there a legal remedy for that problem, Steve?
Yeah, there is. And particularly if you're looking at Ohio, Ohio has a specific law that if the margin of victory is less than a half a percent, it is required to do a recount. So generally the laws are quite amenable to having recounts. I think we will have them, and what they will turn up, since they are so darn close, is anybody's guess.
All right. So, under the circumstances, is it different state to state? There's no federal law,
yes.
So it's all sort of home rule stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because, frankly, election law in general is very, very much local in nature. And so the laws can vary from state to state. This is even part of the problem with the continuing, and I emphasize continuing, Russian interference with
elections.
Some of it even more direct by going into state offices.
Hunt. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown without Michael Harrison. But we have the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, and also Victoria Keeler from the DJ... Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJV Show. Going through some of the elements and the people on the list. I didn't go through the people list that Michael does. Donald Trump is at number one. Manafort is two. Mueller is three. Rick Gates is four. Bad Vlad is five. Rudy, number six. Troy Balderson and Danny O'Connor, the Ohio suspects, number seven. LeBron James, eight. Melania Trump, nine. And ten, Alex Jones. Okay, ladies, I want to talk to you with you about Melania Trump. What's the dynamic, if we can figure it out, between her and her husband, would you say? Victoria Keelan? Go ahead with that one.
I don't think there's a whole lot going on. I think it's... every marriage is different. Everyone accepts different things as part of their marriage. I think that they have an understanding, apparently. They don't, they're not together a lot. And when they are, it looks strained, from a woman's perspective, I think. But beyond that, I don't know. What else is there to talk about, Does she look happy? No. But maybe she really is. I don't know. It's all speculation on what's
media
behind closed doors,
And depending on what you read, if you read Huffington Post, she hates him and she's a woman of her own and she likes to watch CNN and he watches Fox and yada, yada, yada.
Well, she's definitely made some specific statements through her spokesperson where she has really contradicted him a few times. And that has been sort of surprising, but it might also be contributing to her her likability factor for women on the left who really don't like him and dislike him strongly. And so to see her be defiant in a sense, especially with the LeBron James thing, you mentioned him on the list this week. When Trump attacked LeBron James, Melania's spokesperson said that she would be happy to go visit his school, his promised schools. And it just, it definitely feels like it's a slap in the face to her husband. But again, it makes women like her more.
And the Huffington Post and that ilk certainly play it up. All right, Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, again, I think we don't know what the dynamic is. It's been widely reported by people who do appear to know that they have separate bedrooms and have had separate bedrooms for quite considerable time. She travels when they are going to be on appearances together. She frequently travels to Air Force One separately from him. Like, he will take a Marine One and she will go in a car. So she appears to travel separately from him wherever possible. And
well, I think part of that is because she lives in a different house, too. That's where her parents live and where her son goes to school. Her parents are renting a home right near his school. And I think it's in Potomac, actually. But I think that that's part of the reason why she's always in a car, because she doesn't have access to Marine One right where she is.
She's in the White House.
I've actually heard that she's not. she's very rarely in the White House, that she actually is in the house where her parents rent, where Barron lives. That's why we never see Barron anywhere in the White House either.
I think she's in the White House a fair bit. So when she's in the White House, they have separate rooms, is my point.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't know the dynamic. We just know what we see. And what we see is two people who appear to be a little estranged.
A little is. Is that like I'm a little in love or I'm not? Either are or you aren't. And it doesn't look like she's a happy camper, but that's, you know, from the outside looking in. All right, ladies, I think it's important for us to, we don't take apart Melania Trump very much here, and so I think that's good. That was very refreshing and informative. 28 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In New Brunswick, 2 police officers are among 4 killed in a shooting in the Canadian provincial capital. Fredericton Police Chief Leanne Fitch.
This is the worst moment for any chief of police in any police agency to have to deliver this news. It's been a very difficult day for our officers and residents of our fine city as we come to terms with the violent deaths of 4 of our people in our city, 2 of which are officers.
The two officers were responding to a report of gunshots when they came upon two bodies. The officers were killed as they approached the victims. The 48-year-old suspect was taken to a hospital for undisclosed injuries. The Pentagon confirms Iran fired an anti-ship missile during last week's military exercises, its first missile test of the year. U.S. officials say the missile test isn't a surprise. It was part of a large Iranian naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation time. So the folks that normally are here in the state, well, actually, Michael Harrison is normally with me on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of August 6th through the 10th. And we have filling in, if you will, although I don't know that you... there's always a countenance with people who fill in. I remember a jock once. I had two associations with two different jocks. One was a guy named Phil, P-H-I-L. His last name was In, I-N-N. Phil In, and that's what he did. And then there was another guy who was a disc jockey whose name was Justin Case. So.
No.
Yep.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. He was on WVBF in Boston with me. And he was the fill-in guy. His real name was Harry... something or other. Yeah, you remember him.
I knew him.
Yeah.
I represented him, actually.
Did you really?
He
had a terrible toupee. Great kid, though.
Yes, he did.
I had an awful toupee.
Terrible toupee. What? That's a legacy. That's what you want to have on your tombstone. He had a terrible toupee.
We have, the radio business is so small, we all know each other one way or another. He was a wonderful kid. I don't know whatever happened to him, but he was a... he was a good jock. He was around for quite a long time.
Well, whatever it was, that toupee survives.
Yes.
Whatever happened.
That's for sure. Victoria Jones is here, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor at Bentley University in Boston, also a leading expert in the scam and identity theft department, has a number of books. And he's got the website, Scamicide.com. which is dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. There's so doggone many of them. As a matter of fact, I saw something this week, Steve, the Better Business Bureau warning about yet another scam. This has to do with porn and blackmailing people. Did you see that? What is that all about?
Yes, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that we were reporting it before the Better Business Bureau was, with our finger on the pulse of porn and identity theft and scams. It was kind of interesting, and it starts with an email that says that we have been observing you, watching, and we have video from your own video cameras of you watching porn on your computer, and we will release these to your friends, family, employer, and the public. But here's the real hook, is they say, here is your password that shows that we know that it's really you and we've got you. And the password that they give you is one that you have used. And what's happened is there have been so many data breaches that passwords that we have been hacked, have been grabbed by hackers. And that's one of the reasons we tell people to use unique passwords for every account. So, no, they don't have videos of people watching porn, but that's a real password that turns up in the email. So sometimes people are afraid and cowered into paying the Bitcoin ransom. So don't do
Bitcoin
it.
And wow.
Yeah, a little thing is just put a tab over your, post-it over your video camera.
When you're watching porn.
Wow. I was just going to say it's not news, but that's okay.
Yeah. So what'd you say, Victoria?
I said, what guy isn't going to click on that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. So one of the things that's neat about our conversation here this week, having this kind of like old Holmes Club, because all of us have been together for a long, long time, usually around Talkers Magazine summits, gatherings, conflabs, organizations. We have been connected to Michael Harrison for a long, long time. So it's kind of neat that we have the opportunity, because normally we don't see each other or even talk to each other much in a sort of collective sense other than a talker's gathering. So it is, I want you both to know how pleased I am that we're able to get you here on the countdown. I'd like to sort of, you can play off of each other here if you'd like to. The Paul Manafort trial, one of the reasons that Michael has encouraged me, and I've said this many times on the air, Victoria, and I guess I think it can apply to you, but I don't have the same contextual conversations with you sometimes as I do with Steve every week. I have never in 20, however many years, 26, 27 years, I've never asked you a question, Steve, for which you were blindsided. We don't rehearse anything. You have my respect, the ultimate proof of somebody who really has a great brain, Victoria, is when you ask him a question, no matter what it is, and it's not like the old Larry Glick days when Larry Glick was a late-night host on WBZ, you ask him a question, he'd give you an answer or be a snappy answer, but it was most of the time just made up. With Steve Wiseman, it is actual and factual. So I want you to know I really respect that, and I say it as many times as I can on the air because it's true. All right, anyway, and I respect Victoria because she's one of these people, I say this for the benefit of the audience, she's been on some fabulous radio stations in her career. And you don't survive in this business unless you're really good at it. And Victoria also has a very sharp mind and sometimes a very sharp tongue.
Me?
Yeah, all right. We all know each other too well. Shy and retiring, she is not. So anyway, but the analytical side of her space is what I have regard for, and that's why she's fabulous as the chief Washington analyst at the D.C. radio company. Okay. Now, having said all of that in glowing terms, number two this week on the countdown is the Paul Manafort trial. Let's take it from the legal perspective first, Steve. What are the ramifications, if anything, with this? Is this just a show? The only thing we were talking about earlier about how much money is involved, and this guy's wardrobe apparently is either to die for or from hunger. Who spends $10,000 on an ostrich sport coat? Ostrich
feathers. Not even another ostrich.
So what do you make of this guy and the trial?
Well, you know, first of all, it should be emphasized that the actions here, of which he's accused and of which he will be convicted, occurred prior to him becoming involved with the Trump campaign.
Got nothing to do with Trump, and that's the one.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But it's, you know, frankly, these charges are outrageous and common. One of the things I teach at Bentley University is white collar crime. And this thing is going to be part of my curriculum because the kind of money laundering and tax evasion and use of offshore accounts illegally in the manner that he did is such an incredible violation of the law and something that has been done quite often, unfortunately, in the past. So what we're seeing here is, you know, the defense, and the defense is going to start trying to attack the primary witness, Gates. But, you know, you can't attack the documentation, and the documentation is what's going to sink Manafort. And I hope, I frankly hope that this is an indication that there will be a bit more attention paid to white-collar crime, like we also see with the accusations of insider trading against Chris Collins, which is really an outrageous thing that is that congressmen are allowed to do.
Wow. All right, Victoria, you want to add to that?
The Chris Collins thing is just, it's an abuse of power, and that some of it may have happened on the White House grounds is astonishing. And what I'm finding out, and I didn't know this, was that, that there is apparently a loophole which some Democrats are now trying to put a loop in, that you can, if you're a member of Congress, serve on the boards of companies.
I didn't know that. Really? I didn't know that.
None of us knew
wow.
that. Right. We didn't know. And we're not happy. So, yes. No, we're not happy. I mean, doesn't that just seem a little bit weird? It's a loophole. And the idea is corporate boards. The idea is, as long as they don't get compensation for doing it, and the idea is that, that they're not prevented from having positions on the boards of charities, or rather, philanthropic organizations. But being on a corporate board where you're going to get, you know, if you're on a board, you're going to get information about stuff.
Of course you are. Yeah. Right, yeah. There's a whole lot of you realize that.
Yeah. Let me make it far worse, and that is the rules in Congress don't, not only are they able to be on boards, but in the case of Collins, they're able to be on committees that are regulating and setting up the rules by which these companies are going to operate. And then to make things even worse, they are allowed to trade on that information that they may know about a law that's going to come out before it comes out. Now, the kind of insider trading of which Collins is accused is the more traditional kind of insider trading. They find out from the company that there's going to be a something harmful to the company as far as information, and so they sell stock. But right now, it would have been entirely legal under our present laws for Collins to have known that there was going to be a law that was going to be passed that was going to affect whether this company was going to do well or not, and he could have traded on that. That's outrageous. There was a bill presented to try and change that. It never came up for a vote. For once, it was a bipartisan thing. Both Republicans and Democrats were against taking away their inside information.
Of course. All right, that's a very introspective look. That's why it's good to have both of you here. Victoria Jones and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, continue with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown. 45 past the hour. Time for us to get a good detox. You know, a good detox can help you heal, bring back the energy of your youth. A mild cleansing, a mild daily detox, just the type of thing that you find when you use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is one of the many formulas that you can find with GetTheTea.com. It happens that this one is especially blended. The herbal formula will help heal your body, cleanse your innards, if you will, your gut. You know that all disease in the body begins in the gut. So if you have an unhealthy colon, an unhealthy stomach, you're just asking for it. And this way, you can clean out the parasites and other things, the basic cause of compromised immune systems, things that you're working hard to keep, you know, to stay healthy, keep your body fit, and all the intrusion from all the things that are around us, the GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing of food, that sort of thing, you don't have a chance. So get on the tea bandwagon, Life Change Tea. It is what it says it is. It'll change your life for the better. You can't get it in stores. You got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it free to you. More energy, a healthier body. You'll be true and blue and fit. Remember, you can't get it in a store. You got to get it online at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the discount code DJB. They'll ship it to you free.
We talk a lot about our veterans and how we're so grateful for the way these heroes and their families have given so selflessly to secure our freedom. But what really makes a difference in the lives of veterans isn't just talk, it's action. My longtime partners at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to providing services and assistance to all veterans nationwide, not just those combat wounded. Helping veterans wade through the bureaucracy at the VA is one of the mainstays of their outreach. Assisting veterans of all ages and from all wars receive the benefits they are entitled to. It's something that shouldn't be a struggle for veterans and their families, but sadly it is. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is one of the oldest chartered veterans organizations around today, and their track record provides proof of their dedication to veterans. Call 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. 888-414-4483. Give to purpleheart.org.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Top 10 items according to Talkers Magazine in the story department. Let's review them officially so that you know as we wind our way through these conversations, we aren't really counting them down from 10 to 1. We pick and choose some of the things that have much more impact on many of you. Sports Talk Radio at number 10 on the story list. Television deal between Tribune and Sinclair goes off at 9. The compound child abuse situation from New Mexico, number 8. California wildfires, 7. Alex Jones and social media, number 6. Representative Chris Collins indicted for insider trading is 5. The trade wars between the Russians and the Chinese, number 4. Special elections, number 3. The trial of Paul Manafort, number 2. And the continuing focus on the hoopla, which is the Trump-Russia investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check it out at talkers.com. All right, so we've gone through a list of all or many of the people that are here. LeBron James, what do you, Victoria Jones, make of him?
I think that what he's doing is amazing with this school, and I think that he's an exemplary man. What do you mean? What do I make of him?
Well, the fact that he has become bigger than life, I think, in a manner of speaking. When he was a kid, he's 18 years old. He started playing in Cleveland, and he's been back and forth with other teams here and there. And now he seems to, because he's acting and doing all, he seems to be almost bigger than life. He seems to be influencing lots of areas of life in our country, not just sports.
Very talented. I mean, you know, I'm fascinated by people who have multiple talents. Like, some people will play a sport, be sort of like world class in a sport, and suddenly say, you know, I'm finished with tennis, I'm going to play golf. And then they go on to become a world class golfer. I'm fascinated by people who say, you know, I'm going to do opera now, and suddenly you see them on the London stage.
I'm going to do opera now. What do you think, Steve? I think we make the Talker's Opera. We could do that. That sounds like a great idea. Let's try that. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Thanks for being on the Countdown.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The burning questions continue. What's what and who's who? Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's been here for a good deal of this hour of the Countdown. He specializes in taking apart a lot of the legal items that are, or the inferences that are legal on the Countdown with some of the issues. Number 10 has to do with NFL training camps and the activity there, and you're a Patriots fan. I noticed that they have announced they will stand firm before the game and on the field with the new NFL rules. I don't know that has there been anything from Tom Brady. Nobody took a knee there. One of the games, there were a couple of players that took the knee, but that's, can they get away with it? Because the policy isn't really clear yet. And frankly, from a legal perspective, Steve, is there a legal challenge to this? Let's say the players say, you know, screw you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Can they lose their jobs over this?
They sure can. Yeah, this is one of these things. It's just like the idea of my First Amendment right of free speech. That First Amendment right of free speech that you have is from the government interference. Private companies can and do limit the free speech of their employees. And frankly, that's what's going on here. The NFL has every right, if they wish, to punish players for not following the rule as far as standing for the national anthem. It is something that conceivably could be part of the next collective bargaining agreement. But frankly, and be very frank, the NFL Players Association is about the weakest union in professional sports, and they've got a lot more bigger fish to fry than this issue. So they'll try and come to some kind of compromise on this. And as you say, at the moment, the rule is not set in stone. There's a lot of disagreement, even among some of the owners who have said that they would pay the fines for players of theirs who were fined by the league. But ultimately, yeah, the teams can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Hello, you're getting paid a minimum of $700,000 a year to go out on the field. You put your life on the line, not because of what we're talking about, but because of what is obviously going on in the minds, really the brains, of the people who get hit around there. But if you're signing on the dotted line, you know what the rules are, and so you should be held accountable for them, and none of this patsy playing around, oh, I didn't know, you know, it's like when you get stopped by a policeman, and I didn't know that was a rule. Well, you know what, ignorance of the law is no excuse. As much as I'd like to use it as the next guy would use it, it doesn't work. So, all right. And you said you fell asleep when the Patriots game was on? Is that what you
did? Yeah. I was flipping back and forth between the Patriots and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I thought, might come back. They didn't. But the Patriots were down 17-0 and looking absolutely horrible at the half, and then in the morning I wake up and see that they won 26-17. But, you know, these exhibition games, they call them preseason games. They're exhibition games. They're just a glorified practice. So I'm a big football fan. Glad to see the guys out on the field, although an AP report said Tom Brady was on the sidelines counting his money.
All right. Back to you and your expertise in the law. Alex Jones and this whole business with him being sued and he's suing, and where does this all go? How much, when a judge looks at this, what are the merits of the case on either side? Because there are two suits here.
Yeah, they're very interesting, and the fact of being sued by some of the families about things that he misreported. And frankly, he is not going to find a great deal of defense in the First Amendment. I think you are going to find that this is the kind of really slander and defamation that the laws do allow some compensation. So this is going to be two interesting trials, but I see Alex Jones in some real legal jeopardy.
Yeah, well, you can get it. He's like, he reminds me of the Riddler on
in Batman.
He does kind of. He looks like him and he sounds like him from time to time. Anyway, all right, so that's the story. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, don't forget, if you're wondering about something, you're being approached by somebody online and you think it's kind of scary, check it out at scamicide.com, which is Steve Wiseman's website, providing you with information about scams, as we were talking about a few minutes ago. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.